Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for November 20th, 2020. Today we're reading from 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and Thomas Kelly. Never stop praying. Begin where you are. Obey now. Use what little obedience you are capable of, even if it be like a grain of mustard seed. Begin where you are. Live this present moment, this present hour, as you sit now in your seats in utter submission and openness towards Him. Listen outwardly to these words, but within, behind the scenes, in the deeper levels of your lives where you are all alone with God, the loving Eternal One, keep up a silent prayer. Open Thou my life. Guide my thoughts where I dare not let them go. But Thou darest. Thy will be done. Walk on the streets and chat with your friends. But every moment behind the scenes, be in prayer, offering yourselves in continuous obedience. Thomas Kelly. Just Do It seems like an unlikely intersection of Nike's old marketing campaign, Shia LaBeouf's odd internet fame, and Thomas Kelly's advice towards faithfulness. But there it is nonetheless. The phrase is obviously an oversimplification, whether we're talking about disciplining ourselves to exercise, to make our dreams come true, or to practice unity with God. There are many things that stand in our way to just doing it. On the other hand, there is a truth in just do it. At some point, we must choose to enter in, to begin where we are, and with what little resolve or obedience we have. Perhaps one of the biggest obstacles in beginning where we are now is truly living in the present moment. There's so much to be distracted by. Little things like, what's for dinner? And what did that person say on social media? Or big things like, what's happening in world events? Or what kind of job will I have in a year? Or what will my health be like? It's hard enough for us to live in the present moment, even without the constant pressure of distraction from folks trying to sell us stuff, or make us dissatisfied, or steal our attention. Our current models of media, social and otherwise, literally profit off of our attention, which in turn means we are distracted in the present moment. It's always now is an inarguable quote from Sam Harris. The future, the past, these are constructs in our own minds, and we can't truly live in either one of them. It's impossible to be faithful in the future. The only time we can be faithful is right now. And we miss so much by not being present, present to the moment, present to our situation, present to God's provision, present to the joy or beauty or sacrament of the exact moment we're living in. When we accept the truth that it's always now, the only moment we can be in is also the moment we can pray. Our faithfulness is moment by moment, and we are sustained moment by moment. It's easy to go into cliche mode. The present is called that because it's a gift. Carpe diem, dance like nobody's watching. Forever is composed of now. Live as if this is your only moment, etc., etc., etc. But in the midst of all of the corny and smarmy philosophical cotton candy is a truth. Now is the moment. Now is the only time that we can ever truly take action. Thomas Kelly's directive to begin where you are and obey now is the only possible course of action we can take. Not only to begin, but to carry on our intimate connectedness with God. We struggle to be present, partially because our distractions make us comfortably numb, partially because we are literally in a conflict with those who benefit by stealing our attention. It is through our attentiveness to God in the present moment that we become more whole, more joyous, more able to discern and accept God's love, direction, and peace. Some questions for today. Take some time to be fully present to where you are. What do you notice? As you are present, can you offer yourself in this moment to God? What practices might help you live out of a centered place?